My name is Dalai. I've been working, nowadays I work as a development coordinator for Blender, at Blender in Amsterdam. I started coding for Blender 11 years ago, my first patch into Blender. And although it's fascinating to talk about the Blender project for 2020, I think you can all find these in our official communication channels, which a lot of you don't follow. So I recommend going to code.blender.org. This is our main communication page from developers to developers. We just recently posted something about the main 10 projects for this year. But for this moment here, I think it's more interesting to take from all these projects, which can see how it's going to be affecting for the end users, what's going to bring to Blender. Leave them aside for a little bit and talk about a particular project, which for me is a particular pet project. It's an area of technology in Blender which I'm quite passionate about, virtual reality. Virtual reality or augmented reality or XR, which is an umbrella for all of those. And from this project, try to illustrate a little bit how do we get new developers in Blender, how do we get new features into Blender, how is our communication, where does that happen, how it is to be transparent and open and big at the same time. So let's start our journey here. In 2014, we're starting to play with VR in Blender. So this is the Gooseberry project. Was there at the same time the one of the open movies we had in Blender was starting. Who here knows what the open movie is? Okay, good answer. Open project made by the Blender Institute, Blender's animation studio. And I was playing with one of their files and starting to render with stereoscopic VR. Basically, you create two panoramas, you put an oculus, and you can look around. 2014, like 6 years ago. It was actually really well received. At the time, the mother of the director of Gooseberry, of the Cosmos Laundromat, was there. She was like, fascinated, oh my god. And for me, it was interesting because that was something that did not start as a feature for VR. It started as something for full domes, is a different kind of technology. And I started working on this as a contributor, as a volunteer, and at some point made it to Blender mainstream. 2016, we said, okay, if you can render in VR, but what if you can...
Sorry.
What if you could... Give one to Tom as well. He'd be very thankful. What if you could also author in VR? If you could experience and see how the project is going before you go all the way to the final rendering. So this is we're starting to experiment with storyboard.
Sorry.
Experimenting with storyboarding into Blender, but then putting one of those headsets and looking around. At that time, was with a plugin using the Oculus SDK. Totally non-GPL compatible, totally experimental, non-official. But it got things going. Like, it actually, the technology is very interesting, and we're starting to get some traction. 2016, the Blender Animation Studio, they had the Caminandes, one of their open productions over there. And they said, what if we could partner up with Google? Google at the time was promoting a lot of the cardboard, their cardboard headsets. And they wanted content, and they wanted authoring tools. DCC, they call digital content creation tools. And Blender, as a big umbrella, was never afraid of partnering up with someone as big as Google if it was of common interest. There was nothing that was violating the openness, the freedom, it's the other way around.